I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your life and work coach, making sure that you are living a spectacular life right now. I have on my show Ingo Schollmeyer. Hi, Ingo.
Hi, Jody. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much for being on. Let me tell you something about Ingo. A few years ago, Ingo had a life that most people would consider successful, with a well-paying job and a leadership position in the semiconductor industry, with money, a house, and was traveling the world. But it didn't completely fulfill Ingo. 2 years ago, his wife, two kids, and two dogs decided to sell everything, quit their jobs, and went on adventures, which led to traveling through Mexico and finding his new home there. Today, he runs a successful business as a coach, finding business professionals, finding their fulfillment. He lives his dreams, celebrating financial freedom and the possibility to do what he wants to do. Great. Wow. What a story. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about where you were and, you know, in the semiconductor industry. And then really what led to you thinking, I've got to give this up. I want to do something totally different.
Yeah. So I'm from Germany. So most of my life I lived and worked in Germany. So I finished university like in 2007, and then I started to work there. And I always continued to climb the corporate ladder, right? And I get my pay raises and everything. And it was actually, I always had good jobs, right? And it was okay. But somehow something was missing and I never really knew what. And it's also like, I mean, when you're in a paid job, like in a corporate job, yeah, it's also that you have this limiting belief, right? That you depend on it, right? Because you think, okay, I need the paycheck at the end of the month, or I cannot pay my bills anymore if I don't do it. And yeah, so that was it. And over the last years, I didn't feel so good anymore with the job and with the work. And then, we talked what we can do different. And actually, the last 3 years before we came to Mexico, we lived in Israel. So from 2019 to 2022, we lived in Israel. I had a job there in a semiconductor manufacturing company. And then during the pandemic, we were also not so happy anymore with the school of the kids, because they were on and off at school and they had this Zoom classes that, at least in the beginning, never really worked. And then we thought, okay, what can we do? I mean, what can we make different? And then we said, okay, yeah, I mean, let's just go and travel for a while. And, you know, as we thought, we didn't want it to make it so final, right? So we said, okay, what is the worst thing that can happen? And we said, okay, the worst thing that can happen is after 1 year, we're coming back to Germany or to Israel, and we look for a new job. And the worst thing is we had a 1 year vacation and we're traveling, had some adventures in Mexico. So yeah. And if that's the worst case scenario, so it didn't look so bad anymore. So we made the decision and that's how we sold our house and we sold all our belongings and we took the kids and the dogs and went to Mexico.
And you went for it. I'm amazed that it sounds like you both had great jobs, but you know, how, just curious, you said something was missing. How did that awareness come up? And how did you let that take over your mindset more instead of saying, yeah, I'd love to be on a beach in Mexico right now and I still have to work? How, you know, tell me a little bit about how you processed all of that.
Yeah, so I think it's because in the beginning, or when I was younger and started my career, I had also this like goals and values that I thought they were mine. And you know, when you start a career after university or something, you're driven by the goals and by the money and everything, and by the
Right.
you want to climb somewhere and become successful. But actually, it's not always your own definition of successful, right? It's what society things or tells you, or maybe your friends and family tells you what's the definition of successful, right? And it's mainly business success or financial success, but
Sure.
it's not everything, right? I'm in more interested in a more holistic definition of success, which includes also like family life and like a spiritual aspect, and like more also more, yeah, living more due to a purpose, right? To have this kind of
Exactly.
things.
Yeah. So, you know, you were, again, I want to dive a little deeper and figure out your mindset into how you made the jump, all right? Because again, you were after your own goals, and when we're younger, I can see us still going after the goals and saying, yeah, when I'm 50 or 60, I'll do this, or even later, when I retire, I'll finally let go of that. So what convinced you, in addition to the pandemic, which I think changed all of our thinking around what we're doing? So what was it for you that you said, okay, I'm gonna go for it, I have faith in myself, and let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And I think for everyone, it's a process, right? We're all going through this process and through the steps of self-discovery or personal development. And yeah, in the end, I mean, it was just just taking the risk and doing it. And actually, I felt comfortable with it, right? I didn't feel so bad that how I believed, right? That I'm afraid of the money or something, or not having a job. It didn't really occur. So how I arrived there, it's just like a thought process and trying to understand yourself better, and also trying to look into yourself. What are your real values, and what do you really want, right? It's not always all the information that you get from outside and all the books you're reading, and they're telling you have to be this or that. So you really find your own truth within yourself, and that's something everyone needs to figure out for themselves, right? So, and that's what I did over the last years, right? I worked on myself, or with myself, and yeah, I
Yeah.
listened to my inner voice.
Right. And definitely. And how, you know, you came up with this, but how did you convince the family to leave friends, to leave, you know, social circles, communities, to really at least go on that first trip?
Yeah. So actually, for my wife, it was easy. Actually, she was more in favor for that than I was, at least in the beginning, and she was always okay with that. And with the kids, it was also interesting discussion, or then also decision, because we thought, I mean, our kids when we left were 10 and 12-ish. So we thought, okay, it's actually the last chance we have, right? Because once they're like teenagers and they have their friends and their own social relationships, so it's much more difficult to take them out of their social structure. But we thought, okay, it's an age where it's still possible, right? And if you're
Right.
now,
They're
we need to wait until they're
still
leaving the house.
convincible at this
And
point, right? Yeah.
for them, I sure in the beginning, they, as much as they understood, but they, of course, they were sad that they're leaving their friends, but they took it also quite good, and also they enjoyed the traveling, and I think they learned also a lot on the road. And I mean, we were always traveling, right? So we were always not so long, but we were always in different countries, and they're getting
Yeah.
along pretty good there. So
Good. Yeah. So they were used to it,
Yes.
and the family was in, and that's what helped. And out of curiosity, it's really a different rhythm when you go from jobs and a fairly packed schedule. If you're like most people, you're gonna know what, you're busy all day long, to this travel, to traveling and exploring and being open. How did you transition easily? What did you tell yourself, or how did you make that process go more smoothly?
I think in the beginning it's kind of like vacation, right? It's like an adventure, and it's not that you're, I mean, we didn't fly here and went to the beach and laying at the beach all day, right? We're quite pretty busy, and we're traveling, and we slept in different Airbnbs almost every night, and I mean the schedule was busy, and I think that's what you need to do, and we also had the intention to look for a place where we like it eventually, but we didn't really make the pressure to decide anything, and so we just let it come. And I think one thing is that you need to accept what's happening, especially if you come to a country like Mexico, where I mean the rhythm and everything is completely different, and the culture is very different, right? So and you need to be very open-minded, and you need to just see what's coming and what's happening, and accept that, and take it. And of course, there are good things there. There are things that are maybe not so good, but we were just being open-minded, I think, is helpful, and not to expect something. So whatever, I have to this week, I have to do this, and next week, I have to do this. This will usually not work.
Yeah, kind of. It sounds like you're letting the trip, letting the travel and exploration inform you, saying, we don't know everything. We don't know whether we're going to live here. We don't know anything other than we want to explore. We want to do these things, and then allowing that to inform your next move.
Right.
Yeah. And that's great. Now,
And I think that was also a big change in mindset for me, because I mean I used to always set myself goals, and I was pretty good in that also to reach them. Like every year I had a goal. I was also like I used to do a lot of triathlon and other endurance sports. So I was always good in setting my goals and planning for that and achieving them. But it's also, I mean, goal setting, I think goal setting still is something very good and useful, but you shouldn't attach the success too much to the result, right? It's more about the process you're having, and you shouldn't be worried about changing direction if you see that something is not working, or also adjust the goals sometimes, right? It's not only because actually, like, just fulfilling the goals or just achieving the goals doesn't fulfill you, right? Because then you just need the next goal. That's what happened to me, right? So, and it's more like a process, and if you're more focusing on the present and just trying to make the best out of the situation right now, so usually also the future will be good, and you will also get where you want to get.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of setting goals and having flexibility around that is to change things and maybe extend the goal or make the goal shorter or have a different goal from the journey that you started. And it all informs you to be a better person, to live the life that you want, to have the things you want, to complete what you want, and continue learning, which is great. Yeah, now are you still working? Are you a digital nomad, or are you taking time off to figure out what the next move is as far as living somewhere different and starting up work again?
No, I started also working. Actually, I built my own business as a coach. So I help
Great.
people actually that are in similar situations that I was, like that are like professionals usually that are successful, but they feel that something is missing. So I help them to transform to a new life. And it doesn't necessarily mean they should move to the other end of the world, right? That was my solution, but
Right.
it's not for everyone. Yeah, as I said, everyone needs to find their own solution. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I built this coaching business. The kids
Great.
are going to school here, and yeah, that's what we're doing. I wouldn't call myself a digital nomad because we're settled, right? So
Yeah.
at least for some time now.
Right. You're not going from place to place, right? Right. And you work with people who went through what you were going through. How do you get them started in the journey? And then, more importantly, how do you have them build faith in themselves that they can make a change and everything will work out, or at least to have the faith that they will be able to work things out?
So therefore, I developed a framework that I'm using. I call it release, rediscover, rise. So usually we start with the first phase, it's release. And there, this is about really doing some inner work on yourself and like taking out all the limiting beliefs and all the fears we have and everything. I mean, what I described for myself in the beginning, right? Really to look deep inside yourself and figure out what do you want? What is missing? And who am I, or who are you? Right. So really answer this question, and then not just talking in identities or like the masks we're wearing, but really who are we behind all of this mask, and who we actually want to be, right? So this is the first step, and yeah, based on that, we continue with the. Rediscover this just to take out everything that's yeah, finding back your passions, what is your purpose, and so on. And once we figured out this too, we go back and we develop like a, let's say, a game plan or a roadmap how to get there, right? Or how to do the next steps. So that's usually
Great.
the process, the framework.
That sounds great. That seems like you're really covering all the bases. They really want to release what's not working, what's an obstacle, what's getting in the way, and then they get to say, what do I want? Who do I want to be? Where
Right.
do I want to be? Kind of asking those who, what, where, when questions, and then, again, developing an action plan to do that. What do you run into, perhaps as a coach, and even with yourself, with obstacles, running into those obstacles that are holding people back? Are you seeing a pattern?
The pattern is usually, I mean, we all have this kind of beliefs or values. And the point is usually we're forming our core beliefs when we're very young, right? When we're kids. And the problem is we need to, or what's in the process we're doing is we need to go back there and figure out where this is coming from. And usually, I mean, I mean, some people have this, let's call it bigger dramas. When it's related to whatever violence or abuse or really something bad, where it's pretty obvious where something is coming from, but most people they just have this what I call micro traumas, right? It's just like pattern we developed in our childhood or something that we're not really aware of even, right? And then it's even more difficult to figure out where it's coming from. So depending how deep it is and how hidden it is, it can take quite some time to really get to the root of a belief or of a problem, right? And that depends also on how open the persons are. And usually I'm working more with men, and with men usually they
Harder to
start the
get
first
at.
session and they say, ah, everything is okay. No, I
Yeah.
have traumas and everything. So
It's buried.
women are usually more quickly getting there, but yeah, that's it's usually an interesting process both for the client and for myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it sounds like you do take the time to really unpack where these beliefs are coming from, the self-limiting beliefs, And really let somebody see that may not be true. You know, what is the truth behind those beliefs, and what is the outcome of those beliefs, mainly being stuck. So that's great.
That's the idea behind transformational coaching, right? I mean, it's usually takes time. Yeah, I'm not promising like quick solutions because it's usually not how it works. Because if you really go deep in yourself, it depends on the person, as I said, but it can take some time to get there, and it requires also work. So sometimes it's not easy, and it can also get uncomfortable if you really go in your unconsciousness, and you maybe talk about things you're not comfortable with talking about them. So, but usually it's a big. I mean, the more uncomfortable it gets, usually the bigger is the relief after, right?
And if the client trusts you enough to unpack it, to, you know, step by step, go there, it can be a great experience. So,
Right there.
and then the work really moves on. You know, you can really move through things. So,
But
you
you're right,
begin.
it's all about trust. I mean,
It
you
is,
really get a good relationship with the
yeah, and that
client.
takes time. Absolutely, yeah. You through your work mentioned mindfulness, and tell me a little bit about how you use that, how you use that on yourself, in order to grow and to be the best person that you can be.
Yeah, I think that's something I developed over the last years, and I find it very important, especially for myself, but I think it's important for everyone to be mindful. I think that's something many people are missing, especially in our modern times where we cannot live a minute without checking our messages on the cell phone. So, yeah, and coming back to that, I mean, I try to do it more and more and to integrate it more and more in my life. And this is like a journey, right? So I do meditation usually almost every morning for 30, 45 minutes. I do breathing exercise. That's one part, but the other part is also just to be more aware of all the tasks you're doing, right? Because I'm very mind driven, right? So usually I'm always thinking and I always which is okay sometimes to think, but it's also good to be aware, to be present in the moment, and yeah, that's what I'm doing. I just if you're going out, if you have a walk in the nature, just to leave the phone at home and just be there, and to watch the trees, and or when you're driving car, or any activity that you're doing, right? When you're doing the dishes, just to not think about, be somewhere else, just to be present. And that's very important because the present moment is everything we have, right, in the end, right? Usually we always worry about the future or about the past or blame the past for something, but we're not enough focusing on the present moment.
And you know, it's important that we do have a mindfulness way of being, and it's a practice. Let's it's not, oh, I meditated today, and therefore I'm going to be calm throughout the whole day. It is a practice, but also through mindfulness, we get an understanding of where our mind is a lot of the time. Are we worrying about the future? Are we 6 steps ahead, planning for an hour ahead, 3 hours ahead later on tonight, etc., instead of just allowing ourselves to inhabit whatever is going on in the moment. And just to breathe and let go. You know, your mind will, of course, return to all that stuff. That's what minds do. But yeah, it's just the reality of mind. So give your mind a break and open up. And again, it's a great learning of when it's easy to do that and when it's hard to do that. What's going on? So you can practice again what is getting in the way of just being with yourself or with others fully. So, yeah. So, we are coming to the end of the episode. Ingo, how can people get a hold of you if they want more information?
So right now I'm mainly active on LinkedIn. I have an account there. I also posting stuff. I also planning to do events soon on LinkedIn. And the other thing is through my website. So I have a website. It's called my brand is called The Small Reset. So the website is thesmallreset.org. And yeah, that's how they can reach me. They will find also a lot of information.
Great. That's great. I love that. I love the name, the Small Reset, because what we do in small steps builds upon the bigger steps. And that's great. Well, Ingo, I want to thank you so very much for being on this podcast and taking the time and for sharing some of your journey with our listeners.
Yeah, thanks, Jody, for having me.
Yeah, it's great. All right, you take care. Enjoy
Thank you.
Mexico.
I
All
will. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.